Carroll.
1, 2, 3.
KCIM and Kick 106.7 Sports presents the New Way Forward Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll run down all the scores and talk to all the coaches over the next couple of hours to get you up to date on all the latest. The New Way Forward Friday Night Scoreboard Show is also brought to you by Culver's, Pepsi Gatorade, Brinks Exteriors, Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now, let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Jeff Honnold here with you. We got Todd Henders next door. He is gathering interviews as we go. We'll try to get you all of them. I know Coach Steinkamp had to slip away, so we'll get that interview with Todd instead of with Nick. I know Jeff Blankman and Casey Miners both have interviews, so we'll get those queued up for you and ready to go. We are here. Week 3 had some exciting games. We'll go through the scores right now for you. District 1, it was Carroll falling to Denison 31-7. Helan beats Sioux City East 29-21. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton all over Sioux City West 48-14. MOC Floyd Valley 41, Okoboji Milford 6. In a really long game, Lamar's 49, Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42. And Sioux Center all over Unity Christian 41-8. Class 2A, District 8, in the game you heard here, an overtime thriller for Kemper. They win 21-14. Roland Story wins over South Hamilton 29-20. Still trying to find the Des Moines Christian Clark score. We'll get that for you. Colfax Mingo 20, Seidel 14. Green County bounces back, and they win 41-6 over Atlantic. And it was Southeast Valley 28, Clarion Goldfield Dows 20. In Class 1A, District 2, East Sac County gets another win. Congratulations to Coach McCullough. We'll hear from him. 24-12 over Missouri Valley. So good job. That's three wins already on the season for them. That's a great start for them. It's Emmitsburg 46, Sheldon 20. Lawton Bronson 33, Sioux Center Sioux Rapids 7. Western Christian all over Pocahontas 41-0. Still waiting on the Manson Northwest Webster MVO score. And Forest City and Eagle Grove are waiting on that as well. Class A District 7, South Central Calhoun wins 34-28. It was IKM Manning falling to Earlham 40-33. It was Grandview Christian 32, Southwest Valley 28. And we're waiting for the ACGC Panorama game to go final. In eight-man action, I had the Arweva score. They won. I will get that score for you, sorry. They're waiting for the rest of them in that district. So we'll get you District 1 here in just a little bit. Eight-man, District 9, it was Audubon 62, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 34, Glidden Ralston 22, Colonesco 18, Coon Rapids Baird 47, Collins Maxwell 6, so a good win for Coon Rapids Baird there, and waiting on the Baxter St. Edmunds score. Waiting for a few more coaches to come in. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll see if we can get some coaches on for you and more scores. See you in just a bit.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way, where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Waking you up here on a Sunday night. We are in week three. We are concluded with week three of the high school football season. The Arweva Rockets are undefeated at 30, win 30-8 over Siouxland Christian. So congratulations to the undefeated Arweva Rockets. We'll go through the scores again. We're still waiting to have a little technical difficulty, folks. getting things. Mr. Enter is doing a great job getting interviews, but for some reason the computer does not want to let me see them, so I can't pull them in there and get it. We'll get that for you here. We're working on that, but we'll give you some more scores here. Let's start out. Let's go back to that eight-man action, and we'll go back to eight-man District 1, and our Weaver wins 30-8. Congratulations. Waiting on West Harrison, Boyer Valley, Woodbine, Newell Fonda, and Remsen St. Mary's. A lot of not finals, or they haven't posted them yet. Eight-man District 9, again, Audubon cruising 62-34 over Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton. Glenn Ralston beats Colonesco 22-18, and Coon Rapids Barry gets their first win at 47-6 over Collins Maxwell. We're still waiting on the Baxter and St. Edmunds score. Class A, District 7, South Central Calhoun 34, Riverside 28. IKM Manning loses one. It was back and forth the whole game. They fall to Earlham 40-33, and it was Grandview Christian over Southwest Valley 32-28, waiting for the final on that ACGC Panorama score. Class 2A, District 8, Kemper in that thriller overtime. You heard it here on KCIM, 21-14. Roland Story wins 29-20 over South Hamilton. It was Colfax Mingo 20-14 over Saydell. Southeast Valley 28-20 over Clarion Goldfield Dows. And Greene County comes back and hammers Atlantic 41-6. Still waiting on that Des Moines Christian Clark score. And then on Class 3A District 1, it was Denison Schleswig 31, Carroll 7. MOC Floyd Valley over Okoboji Milford 41-6. Helan squeaks by East, Sioux City East, 29-21. Lamar squeaks by Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 49-42. Sergeant Bluff Luton all over Sioux City West, 48-14. And Sioux Center kind of annihilates Unity Christian, 41-8. I'm going to step away. We're going to take one more quick break, see if we can't get a couple coaches in here quick for you, and get those interviews going. And we will be back with more of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show after this.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the Neway Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the Neway Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas. When you buy from a local business, like one of the Neway Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the Neway Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Jeff Honnold here with you. I just wrote down a score wrong. Sorry, guys. So it looks like Panorama beat ACGC 37-55. We're going to double check that for you. But waiting on some interviews to come across. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here, folks. Sorry about that. So we'll get those for you. We're going to go ahead and go through the scores one more time. Casey's here now helping. And for some reason, they just don't want to come across. People don't. We're getting nice interviews for you, but they're not wanting to come across here. So we'll get those for you as soon as we can. Apologize. We want to hear from the coaches, but they're just not showing up. So we'll go through it one more time. I got Denison Schleswig beating Carroll 31-7. MOC Foy Valley 41-6 over Okoboji Milford. Heland 29, Sioux City East 21, Lamar's 49, Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42, Sergeant Bluff Luton 48, Sioux City West 14, Sioux Center 41, Unity Christian Orange City 8, Boyden Hall Rock Valley falls to Lamar's 49-42. In District 2, Class 2A, District 8, Kemper overtime winner 21-14. Congratulations, Kemper. Roland Story, 29, South Hamilton, 20. Colfax Mingo, 20, Saydell, 14. Southeast Valley, 28. Clarion Goldfield Dallas, 20. And Greene County, 41, Atlantic, 6. It was Eastsack County with a win, 24-12 over Missouri Valley. Emmitsburg, 46, Sheldon, 20. Lawton Bronson, 33, Sioux Center, Sioux Rapids, 7. Western Christian 41, Pocahontas Area 0. South Central Calhoun gets another victory. They win 34-28 over Riverside. IKM Manning falls in a thriller to Earlham 40-33. Grandview Christian wins 32-28 over Southwest Valley. And it appears ACGC falls to Panorama 55-37. Going to clarify that one for sure. Arweva, undefeated on the year. They win 30-8 over Sioux Land Christian. Waiting for the rest of the scores in that district. So we'll go to District 9. And it was Audubon 62, Exira 34. Glidden Ralston 22, Colonesco 18. And Coon Rapids Baird 47, Collins Maxwell 6. I'm going to step away. We're going to try to get some more interviews in here for you. Be back after this.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. This is KCIM Carroll.
Well, how about a little rock and roll to keep you awake here on a Friday night? We have our first coach interview. We're going to hear from Coach Sean Brooks and their win over Xyra right now.
Jeff Blankman joined here by Sean Burks with the Audubon Wheelers here on the New Way Auto Group as Scoreboard Show. Wheelers pick up their second straight win, rolling tonight down at Xyra Oakland Kibbleton 62-34. And Coach, first of all, congratulations. I heard you say something about a shootout. It almost turned into that, but your offense just kept rolling here tonight.
Yeah, you know, offensively, some really good things. Obviously, Evan Alt ran the ball well. I thought we blocked it well for the most part. Anytime you put up 60 points, you're going to be pretty happy. But at the same time, you know, early on, two-point conversions, you know, and in really tight games, those are really going to matter. We cleaned up a little bit later, but still, you know, for four of our first five touchdowns or whatever, five of our first six or whatever it was, we came up with a little empty. So you need to turn those into eight, or at least average seven. You know, we need to be 50% on 2 points. We can't be 20%. So that has a sour point. Fourth and short, got stuffed twice. We have to establish that physicality better. We can't allow a team to be loading the box and just dictate that. The fourth and downs, I think, are going to leave a little bit of a growing point. The two-point conversions leave a little bit. I'm sure there's going to be some plays here and there. We got to clean it up. But overall, I really like the growth of our O-line. I think Coach TC does an outstanding job with them. We've mixed up our starting order, you know, starting lineup up front about every game. We started with Sully. He went down with an injury. And then we went with Isaac. And then this week we rolled with Clay. So I think maybe once we get a little continuity there. But once again, we're building reps. We're getting more guys reps. And we're starting to see some, you know, comfort there. And, you know, the big thing tonight was we changed how we blocked a couple things mid-game. They started trying to chase down the backside. They started trying to kind of knife in there with the backers. So we went from two pullers to one puller to kind of clean up, you know, not allowing them to kind of knife behind it. And the kids saw it. They figured it out. They did a really nice job with it. And when it didn't go well, when things, you know, they owned it, or they figured out what they needed to do. There wasn't a lot of excuses or confusion or whatever else it might be. They figured out what they needed to do, and they got it done. So really impressed with the guys up front. Really impressed with how Evan read it. Really glad we could, you know, take some carries off of Aaron's legs for a week and get a victory.
You and I had talked. You mentioned you wanted to get Evan more involved. What did you guys see that you got him involved right away, and it turned out to be huge for you guys? He had two big runs, one a 28-yard run on the second play, had a big run on first down, then a 65-yard run just a couple of plays later. So he had four carries. He was already over 100 yards.
Yeah, just the way that they were going to probably try to key on Aaron and just some of the formations that we thought we could run or couldn't run. So once we've kind of figured out the looks we were going to get from them, We also had Aaron, you know, he could pull it, or we could pull it, we could run the fake give, we could play action. We missed two really open kids, or the play action game could have been really explosive. If, you know, all of a sudden you look at the box score and we're 3 for 3 for 130 and two touchdowns or something,
right?
All of a sudden people are going, okay, now when they throw it, it's really going to matter too. So I think that's the biggest thing for us, is if we establish that pin pull, you know, on the outside edge where our skill guys are sealing the edge and our guards are pulling around the end, and now we got big guy on little guy, you know, and our guards are picking up corners and safeties really well. And we seal that backside so no one's knifing in behind it. You know, all of a sudden, Evan hits that crease, and he does a really good job of setting those blocks up and knowing how to cut back if he needs to. Had a couple of just times where he just playing out, you know, one-on-one, made a guy miss. You know, there's some grass out there. You get against a corner of safety. We talk about our skill guys. Sometimes if you're one-on-one at 7 or 8 yards, we'll take that chance. And if nothing else, we get 7 or 8 yards, put your head down and go. But if we can make a guy miss in the 8-man game, there's a lot of grass out there. So kudos to all around to the offensive group.
Coach, the defense, too, came out and I think got 3 stops on the first 3 possessions for the Spartans, allowed you guys to kind of build that lead that you were able to maintain. What did you see from the defense tonight? And then as they adjusted to running Kilworth more with a couple of blockers in front of him, how did you guys adjust to that and kind of slow that down in the second half?
Early on, I thought we did a really good job keying on pullers. Our defensive ends did a good job of scraping down backside. And if we do the same thing to teams, if teams don't squeeze it down hard enough, there's a crease there, and that's where Aaron's been explosive in our run game, and Skyler and Tyler and Gavin, and go down the list, you know. And there's a reason, you know, we run with some similar schemes, and that motion lead game, they motion strong lead, motion weak lead, and then they can motion and run the play action, which I thought they would do before the fourth quarter. We let a guy behind us. Luckily, they missed it. It's really, really tough. So we were trying some different things, position our DNs, position of our nose, rolling safeties and backers, and they did a really good job of answering. We had a tough time once we got into the second quarter, third quarter. It kind of became a little bit of a back and forth track meet. Luckily, the offense did enough. Defense got enough stops, but I think there's also enough issues there that I think we'll have a really focused group on Monday, because I think they're not going to be okay with giving up the yards and points that they did. And give credit to those guys. Kilworth's tough. The Hanson kids are tough. They've got some nice, really nice kids over there on that. And it's a tough scheme. So we're probably lucky we get them week 3 with a new coaching staff and replacing a quarterback from last year and some couple skill guys. And then obviously the Emgarten kids out. So they're going to continue to get better. I think they're going to compete for a playoff spot in the district down south with Cam and FM and some others. So best of luck to those guys. We came out of it pretty healthy. Hopefully they came out of it pretty healthy. That's always the key with those non-district games. You know, you really hope you come out of it healthy, because both of us are in the same boat. We have 5 in a row now, five district games, and we control our destiny for playoff berth, and so do they.
Coach, twice in the second half, they had it down to 12, but you guys able to make enough plays to kind of reestablish the lead and then pulled away for the win here tonight. What was the difference that you guys didn't allow them to get it within a single score?
Yeah, 12 points in 8-man football feels like one run in the sixth inning of a baseball game. That's the second quarter, third quarter. My God, the clock wasn't moving. It was back and forth. And then all of a sudden we punted. Felt like they had some momentum there. Luckily, we covered the punt well. But overall, I think the biggest thing for us was what the offense kept doing enough that when we finally did make some adjustments defensively, we were able to extend it. We got a cheap one late with the JV. Colin Hartle did a nice job of hitting the crease, and great for him as a junior. But that really could have been a 2-3 score game, because that's really where it was most of the second half. The 4 score is a little misleading. We gave a lot of yards, a lot of points defensively. We got to get better this week. St. Ed's is going to present some challenges that we can't get in track meets week in and week out. We have to be better defensively.
We talked a little bit about him at the beginning, but I got to let you talk about Evan Alt tonight. He was our player of the game. I had him unofficially 20 carries, 278 yards, and 7 rushing touchdowns tonight. What was the difference for him?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is how much he's grown as a leader, as a teammate, as a person. We really saw it at Central Camp this July. He was a kid that last year I think got frustrated at times. He was blocking a lot for Aaron in our scheme. And, it's tough when you're a running back and you want the ball in your hands. And he showed you tonight why you should have the ball in your hands. And we had conversations last year, and he had an up and down junior year, and as a senior, the light bulb really went on, and to be honest, I knew I needed to give him the ball more. We just didn't have the scheme in place. So when we got to day one this summer, we had some plans in place to run more of this heavy set look. Last year we were more spread. Now we're bringing more tight ends. We got more 6'4" kids. We got more tight ends than we have slot kids. So the best good coaches are going to adjust to their personnel. So between Edward and Austin, Eli, Gabe, Zeke, we've got some guys that are willing to block and really selfless dudes, and Evan gets that and gives kudos to those guys, and I'm happy, because the way that Evan grew as a leader. You could just really see it coming on. He had a light bulb coming on. Last week, he caught some balls, got a few carries. He led up on the middle backer that's an all-district kid for Colo and smacked him. So to see him really lead blocking for Aaron on a night where Aaron had 30-some carries, he's doing what it takes as a senior. And he's hard on himself at times. He's figuring out he can't keep doing the same things. He's starting to, make some of those adjustments. Or sometimes sophomores and juniors think that, okay, I'll get it eventually. You're really seeing that urgency out of him. Just really happy for the kid. I'm really happy because in the past he was more of a power kid, and now all of a sudden you're starting to see him see the lane, see the blocks, and now all of a sudden we're really explosive. If we can have him be powerful when he needs to and also be elusive when he needs to, he becomes really, really dangerous, because then Aaron becomes a secondary weapon. And if Aaron's a secondary weapon, we're really scary. And then the play-action game really gets set up, too. If we can have Evan set up, it really sets up everything else for us. So happy for the kid, happy for the group. I'm happy he comes out of it healthy. Offensive line's gelling together. A lot of positives to build on, but we have a long way to go still and a big week next week.
Coach, you do have a big game. We'll talk to you about that one next week. You got St. Ed coming to your town. So appreciate you joining us here tonight on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Congrats on the victory tonight. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. They pick up a 62-34 victory tonight down at Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton. I'm Jeff Blankman on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Casey Miners joined with Carroll Tigers head football coach Craig Roeder here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Tigers fall to Denison tonight 31-7, coach. The first drive you guys had, the defense looked good. You pick Luke Weavers off on their first possession. You put it in the end zone a couple plays later with Cooper Ludwig. Great start for you guys to start the game. The rest of the game, not so much.
Yeah, we started out fast. And I told the kids, last week where we didn't start playing until the fourth quarter, you get out, play fast, play physical, and they did that, and then we just kind of got lost after that.
Without a couple guys in the secondary, Matt Collison and then Brayton Alford hurt going into the tonight's game, so some new guys playing out there for you guys. You saw some miscommunication in that first quarter when Denison scored on their first touchdown. Their first touchdown was a big play. What were some of the miscues that you've seen out there in the secondary tonight?
Yeah, it was just, different pieces out there, but, like we always say, next guy has to step up and play, and, we got to take care of that. We got to do a little bit better job coaching just to make sure that everybody knows their assignments. But, credit to Denison, too, though. They ran some nice crossing routes and different stuff to take advantage of some inexperienced defensive backs. And, that's what it came down to all night, pretty much, was kind of the big, giving up the big play and not coming up with any of our own.
And I thought your rush defense was really well. They had two runs that were really big. But other than that, not much you guys gave up defensively in the run department. Was that something that you knew coming into tonight's game you could be very successful with?
Yeah, we thought after them watching film of us against Gilbert, where Gilbert just ran the ball the whole time, we thought we'd see a little double tight kind of ear action at us, which we did. And defensively, on our defensive line, we matched up a lot better with Denison than we did with Gilbert. So we weren't overly concerned with it. We thought we could stop the run. But what we were concerned with is what bit us.
I thought that Carter Essick threw a really good ball for you guys tonight. Maybe let a couple of receivers a little long on some of the passes down here in the end, but you guys had a nice drive towards the end of the game. Talk about Essick's ability to be able to throw and run for you guys, as he was one of your leading rushers tonight as well.
Yeah, he can scramble. Sometimes he gets a little too happy feet. He just has to trust maybe the guys up front a little bit longer, to let some stuff develop. But he's really good at extending plays, and he's shown that actually all three games of this season so far. He's been able to manufacture some offense on his own by using his legs.
And the game plan tonight coming in was to stop Weavers on the ground. You were able to do that, but it was his arm that hurt you. Anything changed into next week secondary-wise? You're going to look at film tonight and try to fix going into next week?
Yeah, it'll just be kind of depend. We haven't really looked too much at Creston as far as what their scheme is offensively or what their routes they run. But yeah, it'll, they return a first team All-State running back too. So they're probably not going to be too focused on throwing their bread and butter is running the football. So we'll have our hands full stopping the run, but also the, you know, I'm sure they'll try some stuff in the passing game after seeing tonight.
And there were some good things to take away from tonight's game, offensively and defensively. What were some of those things that you saw tonight from the guys?
You know, the run game, you know, our run game kind of, we got taken out of that when once you go down about three scores, you know, anything after two, then you got to kind of get the ball in the air to catch up and score some points. You know, I did think we were able to run our inside run game fairly decent. You know, they were doing some blitzing a lot on the inside, and so then that forced us to maybe hit some outside runs. But for the most part, our inside run game, I was happy with that, and you know, we'll just keep getting better as the weeks go on.
And then you guys ran a lot of your offensive sets out of the shotgun look tonight instead of running your traditional wishbone kind of set that you guys have had, that you ran most of the season so far today. Any chance that you know, after watching tonight's film, you guys kind of go back to that next week, or is it still going to be a little bit the same, running some shotgun and that other formation?
Yeah, we'll mix it up. You know, that's what we did talk about. You know, as coaches, we'll kind of look down and see what, you know, with guys that are missing, maybe we got to do a little different, you know, personnel packaging. So that's something we'll kind of sit down this weekend as coaches and talk about. But yeah, at this point, everything's on the table.
And then you guys got Creston next week. Finally, back at home, it must feel good to get another home game before you guys start district play. You talked about it a little bit. What will Creston show you challenging-wise next week?
Yeah, I mean, they return a lot of guys off a playoff team from a year ago, you know, and especially led by their running back. You know, he's a hammer in there. And so they'll try to establish the run first. You know, I haven't taken a look defensively. They used to be in a 3-4. I'm not sure if they're still running that or not, but you know, again, they got a lot of good athletes. They have a pretty, you know, the last year's junior class for them is pretty loaded, so they're seniors this year, and so it'll definitely be a challenge for us. I'm pretty sure. I don't know how they ended up tonight, but they knocked off Lewis Central, who was the top 5 team in 4A, you know, so they'll be, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us.
Hey Coach, any questions I got for you? I want to thank you for joining us here on the Scoreboard Show.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate all the coverage, and go Tigers.
Carroll Tigers head football coach Craig Roeder here in the New Way Auto Group, a Scoreboard Show. Tigers fall tonight 31-7.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Talk with Corey McCarville, head coach of the IKM Manning Wolves, who tonight fell 40-33 to Earlham at home to drop the Wolves to 2-1 on the season. Corey, tight ball game. Or can you maybe give me a synopsis of the ball game?
It was back and forth. I thought our guys had a great start to the game. We put together a real nice drive to start the game. Ben Ramsey threw a nice pass to Ross Kuzel for a touchdown. We were up 7-0. We were able to get a stop, put together another nice drive thereafter. Davis Rasmussen had a touchdown run from 4 yards out. And, you know, we were up 14-0 at that point. And then Earlham, to their credit, they made some adjustments, and I think we kind of let up a little bit. Earlham went on kind of a scoring spree in the second quarter there. They put together a nice drive in the second quarter. 8 plays, 65 yards. We blocked the kick. We were up 14-6. We weren't able to convert the first down. They put together another nice drive, 5 plays, 61 yards, and we're up, and they have passed sales. They were 14-12. But unfortunately, they put together one more big a pass play. You know, we had an opportunity to get off the field, and we failed on the D-back didn't knock down the ball, and unfortunately we were down 14-20 at half at that point. And then, you know, we had to kick off to Earlham, and then they scored on one play right after half, and we were really flat. We were down 14-26 at that point. So our guys' credit, they really battled back. You know, Lane Sams had a nice 19-yard run. We were down 20-26 at that point. We were able to respond again in the third quarter. Ben Ramsey had a nice 15-yard pass to Lane Sams, and we messed up the extra point, so we were tied at 26. Earlham put together a couple long drives in the fourth quarter, 14 plays, 63 yards. They went for two and got it, so we were down 26-34. They kind of did a surprise, not really a surprise, but they got an onside kick and got it right away, and then they scored again, so we were down 40-26. We were able to respond. Ben Ramsey hit Lane Sands on a pass, and we were down 33-40. We tried an onside kick, didn't get it, and they converted some crucial first downs to kind of close out the game, and that was it. We lost 33-40. It was, you know, we played well, I thought, on offense, and we did not play that well on defense.
Okay. Like you said, 40-33 back and forth ball game for most of the contest. But what were some of the things that you were happy to see tonight, Corey?
Well, you know, in high school football, if you score 33 points most of the time, you're going to be in good position to win the game. And I thought offensively we did some good things. I thought we had a pretty good balance between rushing and passing. We rushed for 149 yards. We rushed for 149. We passed for 136. I thought that was very, very good balance. You know, I thought Ben Ramsey played well. He was 15-22. For 136 yards, and I think he had three touchdowns. I thought he did a really nice job running our offense. You know, we had three guys on offense that had over 30 yards rushing. Davis Rasmussen had 61 yards rushing. Ben Langle had 60, and Lane Sams had 33. So I thought we ran the ball well. We just really missed on some plays on defense. We didn't tackle well, and we didn't hold the edge very well.
Okay. We had to be pretty pleased, though, with your no-quit mentality. Like I said, down by 13, 14 points late, and be able to come back and make a game of it with a chance at the end. So you had to be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, the guys are, you know, they fought hard, and they've been, you know, really close-knit, and they were I'm proud of the effort they gave. It's just we just got to find a way to make a couple more plays.
All right. Corey, next week you head to Riverside. You know anything about them?
Yeah, I know that they're really, really well coached. I know Darryl Friend does a great job down there, and I know that their quarterback is very, very talented. I know that they gave South Central Calhoun quite the ball game tonight, and I know they're well coached, and I know they have good athletes, and it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
All right, Corey, well, I wish you the best of luck next week, though, over at the end, and hopefully you can come back with a victory.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Corey.
How about this for a little wake-up music there, Nick?
I'm awake now.
Here we go. Week three in the books. And how about a little Sandman? We're bringing it back to Sandman since you had an exciting game. Kind of get you all pumped up. Kemper Knights, boy. They were in a dogfight. They went to overtime. Your first overtime.
I've been calling games for Carroll Broadcasting since 2015. I did some high school football before that. Never seen overtime till tonight. What a ball game.
You know, I did one down in Coon, and it takes you a little bit to get used to that. And then do it on 8-man, that makes it even harder. But, yeah, I mean, talk about fun. The Kemper Knights pick up a much-needed victory there. A much needed victory.
Yeah, absolutely. Came in 0-2 on the year looking for that victory and took all the way to the end, but they got there.
They got it. And, you know, they had a chance there. I think you said there was something that went on the field goal that never really quite figured out, but they weren't happy about something, whether there was a hold or something.
I don't know if somebody tried to jump over the center or
yeah,
what.
Yeah, something went on. But,
yeah,
you know,
the kick did not look good from the get-go, and there was a reason for it that they thought, but didn't have a chance to get down to catch up with Steinkamp myself. So I know Casey or Todd grabbed a word with him. And
yep, we got
what
him.
What an exciting win that was.
And as you can hear, our interview started coming through. So we have Brian Case here coming up after our commercial break. But Nick in the house. And Let's take a peek. We got week three in the books, but boy, we got some barn burners coming up next week. Creston's coming here to Carroll. That'll be a 6:15 pregame, 7 o'clock on KCIM. Tom Hallcap's doing that game. We're pulling him back out of retirement. Oh, you're rolling with the Knights. You're going to Rolling Story, and they picked up. Did they win or did they lose? They Rolling Story won, so they're.
Who'd they beat tonight?
They beat South Hamilton, so they're looking to go. ESAC County will be, and let's see, you're on KKRL. ESAC County will go up to Emmitsburg, and they're struggling right now. So you know, ESAC County on a roll. Don't count them out. Boy, here's a tough one. ACGC is coming into South Central Calhoun. That's going to be a rematch of a playoff game a couple years ago. That's 6:15 on KIKD, and that will be with Blankman. Boy, I might have to try to figure out a way to sneak into that game. That one might be a fun one to watch. IKM Manning at Riverside, that'll be a battle. The undefeated Arweva Rockets are headed to West Harrison. Oh, boy, St. Edmunds, they're looking pretty tough right now, and they're going to Audubon. And Coon Rapids Baird at Cam. Cam's been rolling. So Coon Rapids Baird with their first win, they're going to go down. Cam, their schedule has not been kind to them, but see if they can go down there and take one away from the old Cam Anita. And then Glidden Ralston at Baxter. That's going to be a tough one as well. Baxter is looking good so far. So let's go through those scores here quickly for you. We'll start out with Class 3A District 1. Denison Schleswig beats Carroll 31-7. MOC Floyd Valley beats Okoboji Milford 41-6. Helan upends Sioux City East 29-21. Lamar's beats Boyden Hall Rock Valley 49-42. Sergeant Bluff Luton all over Sioux City West 48-14. And same with Sioux Center. They pound on Unity Christian 41-8. Class 2A District 8, as we talked about here with the Kemper Knights, overtime win 21-14. Rolling Story 29, South Hamilton 20. It was Des Moines Christian 44, Clark of Osceola 35. Colfax Mingo 20, Sadell 14. Green County gets back rolling 41-6 over Atlantic. And Southeast Valley Downs, Clarion Goldfield Dows 28-20. In Class 1A District 2, ESAC County, they're rolling 24-12 over Missouri Valley. Emmitsburg wins 46-20 over Sheldon. Lawton Bronson 33, Sioux Center, Sioux Rapids 7. MVAOCOUQUPW against Manson Northwest Webster, they win 37-30. Can they put any more stinking letters in there? Just call them Maple Valley, Anthonoto. I mean,
that's how I felt calling AHSTW tonight. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
HSTW is a little better, but MVAOCOU should just be called something county. Just give me a break here. Western Christian, boy, Pocahontas struggling, 41-0. Forest City, 41, Eagle Grove, 14. South Central Calhoun, we're Class A, District 7. They win 34-28. IKM Manning, they were in a back-and-forth tussle. They fall to Earlham, 40-33. Grandview Christian beats Southwest Valley, 32-28. And Panorama wins 55-37 over ACGC. Eight-man, District 11. Arweva, 30. Siouxland Christian, 8. St. Mary's, Remsen St. Mary's 34, West Bend Mallard 18. It was Boyer Valley 56, West Harrison 14, and Newell Fonda 54, Woodbine 46. And then the 8-man District 9, Audubon all over Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton 62-34. Glidden Ralston beats Cole Onesco. Congratulations, 22-18. Coon Rapids Baird off the Schneid 47-6 over Collins Maxwell. And Baxter just squeaks by St. Edmunds, 35-34. Nick, we're done with three now, so you kind of got a feeling of what you have for a team. You look at the Kemper Knights, they're banged up. When you got two D1 kids sitting on the sidelines and you're still squeaking out wins over ranked teams, that's a good sign, but you know, it sounds like you're still kind of getting some more injuries on top. It's that time of year. Knights look good, but really got to get healthy.
Yeah, I know Doug and I, we've had the chance to call two really close Kemper games, week one and week three. Felt like that week one could have been a win. We talked about it in the pregame, talked about it in the postgame that night. That just felt like a coulda, shoulda, woulda night. But instead, didn't happen. last week they lose some guys to injury as well, and tonight started off about as bad a start as you could imagine. You fumble the opening kickoff and give up a 7-0 lead a few plays later, and then they came back and they did not give up points the final 32 or so minutes of that game. Defense clamped down. AHSTW had a couple kids that came in, both with about 250 rushing yards in their first two games. Limited them tonight. Defense stepped up. Second half was pretty much all defensive line up front, linebackers, and everybody doing their part to keep those two guys at bay. It seemed like what was hurting Kemper the most tonight on defense was actually the passing game on third down and long, fourth down situations, and they give up the big play to get the first down, keep the drive going. But second half, they bent but didn't break, especially at the end. Fourth down and goal for all the marbles. AHSTW gets 1 yard on the ground, and Kemper hangs on to win it. Ben Gerken gets the touchdown in overtime. He got the touchdown to tie it at 7.
But that defensive stand in the overtime, boy, that's the big one. I mean, they're able to drive. They've been able to run and to make that stop. I mean,
it was a huge moment.
That's a big stop.
Yeah. It was a game full of kind of back and forth, up and down, big plays. I know the second touchdown for Kemper was kind of what sparked both sides of the ball. I kind of look at, there was a period in that third quarter, fourth down and 1, AHSTW leading by 7, going for it in Kemper territory. Kemper stops them, so Kemper has it at maybe their own 35-yard line or so after a big defensive stop. A couple plays later on third down, they go over the top, deflected pass right into the hands of the receiver, and then Kasper Bauer takes it 66 yards to the house. Just an incredible momentum shift with that fourth down stop and then the big touchdown play, and just what a night it was. First overtime game that I got to see in high school football. It was a fun one to call. And one other thing I want to mention, too, you're talking scores and stuff. I think the feel-good story of the season right now has to be Arriva.
Yeah,
I haven't had a chance to talk to you guys on the scoreboard show this year.
Yeah.
It's fun to see Arriva having fun.
Well, you know, it's fun to see them.
And success.
Most of our teams are. You know, Coon Rapids Verde, you look at their schedule, you know, they went against the Turkey Valley and then to Baxter. Those two teams, and Baxter had a week off to wait for them, so that was a tough one. So they get a nice win. You know, Glidden Ralston's back to getting some good wins now. Icam Manning's in there, and they're battling. All of our teams look good. I think Carroll's going to be fine. You know, they're going to get some kids back here pretty quick. They got some injuries. They got extra injuries now. You know, Coach Rowe's trying to do whatever he can to try to bandage a team together. But that team will be better in district play once they're healthy and they get more bodies back. You know, and they're challenging themselves. They're playing some pretty tough teams here in non-conference. So don't worry about Carroll. I think they're going to be okay. I think Kemper figured it out, and they get their bodies back. Look out. Arriva, you know, you're right. Those young guys took their lickings, and now they're dishing some out. So, and they got a pretty good schedule coming up. They could make a run at this thing. Coon Rapids Baird, it's going to be interesting that Coon Rapids Baird, Glidden, Ralston, Audubon, all in that same district there. That one's going to be, you know, you got Baxter in there. You got some tough teams in that district, so that'll be a fun one to watch. But, you know, I think, you know, South Central Calhoun looks really good. You know, so it could be fun. We might have some playoffs teams here to play with. So
October 20th will be here before we know it.
Boy, isn't that scary. You know, it's coming right around the corner. Well, we could do this one, though.
I knew you were going to do it.
We could do it. You're going to do that
playoffs?
Already?
I didn't walk into the
playoffs?
Building.
You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We're week 3, Nick. You're already going to playoffs.
I walked into this building after my game tonight. I knew you were in here. I knew I would not walk out of this building without hearing that.
John's got it set right here for me.
It says Jeff. Arnold, push this button.
And thank you to John for giving me some rocking tunes on there to keep me awake. You know, those, I like my
more your style.
I like my, oh, it's
some
me.
Of the oldies that
I threw.
Oldies, but old
I threw. He put one in there, but he didn't know that I actually like Run DMC. So that's okay. I'm all right with it. But
walk this way.
You know, week 3, we got a better feel. I think for most of our teams, I think there's a couple that, you know, I think Carroll and Kemper, I think we're still trying to see the real one. They've got enough injuries; it's tough to see the real teams there. But I think the rest of them we got figured out. They're pretty doggone good. So. Should be fun. You're going to be over in Rolling Story.
Yeah.
And that's your home, basically.
Yeah, nice what, 15-minute drive for me up.
So you're batching it tonight then, is that what I'm hearing?
I am, yeah. They're up at her mom's for the weekend with the kiddos, and I'm actually going up there tomorrow. You'll like this.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going home for the weekend.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was fortunate enough last night. I had my bachelor night and watched football at Buffalo Wild Wings with a buddy, but tomorrow you'll like this. As somebody that likes to work hard and work with cattle and stuff. Do I strike you as a guy that does manual labor?
No, not at all. No, I don't think there's been a callus on your hand for
not a lot.
What are we doing?
But they've got me roped into helping with they're building an addition on their house, and we're laying the floorboards on the floor joists tomorrow.
So you're carrying the plywood.
I'll be up there with a screw and screws and a drill. I enjoy that part. I did not feel bad about missing out on the pouring cement work for the garage today. I did not feel bad about that.
I tend to get the flu on those days, but
yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Good luck to you on that. There's definitely some beverages that you get paid off on those. But we're going to step away. We're going to come back. We're going to hear from Brian Case after this.
Feld Security of Cairo is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Cairo, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. We're talking with head coach of the South Central Calhoun Titans, Brian Case, whose team tonight won 34-28 over Riverside at home to go to 3-0 in the season. Brian, congratulations on the win. Go ahead and summarize your victory for us tonight.
Well, thanks, Todd. I appreciate that. You know, it was a hard-fought victory. It was just a back-and-forth game the entire game. We actually had to hold them out of the end zone, and to be honest with you, they ended up fumbling at the 3-yard line with about 4 minutes to go on the game while they were going into the end zone, which kind of just sealed it for us. But it was just back and forth. To be honest with you, just watching them on film and so forth, we didn't really think that we were going to be in the ballgame that we were in, to be honest. But credit Oakland Riverside that they came out and they played lights out. They were physical. They got after us right away. Schematically, I thought they were very well coached and did an outstanding job with a quarterback and one of the running backs, also another receiver. They just kind of mixed and matched with those three kids, ran a lot of counters and so forth. Defensively, they were getting after us as well. So, I mean, just credit to them. I mean, they did everything they needed to do and actually had an opportunity to win the football game. But also at the same time, credit our kids for walking away with a victory. But, you know, like I said, it was back and forth, Todd. I think at the end of the first quarter, we were up 14-7. We had to score about 13 seconds to go in the half, so we took a 20-14 lead into the half. They had the ball right away in the second half. We stopped them defensively. We're marching the ball again and get inside the 15-yard line to go in, and we fumble it away to them. They come back and score to make it 21-20. We take the lead, and we get the two-point conversion, so we're up 28-21. They bounce right back, and they score. We score again with about 9-10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We actually went for two. We missed it. We're only up by six. And then from that point forward, we just had to hold them out of the end zone, and we were fortunate enough to be able to do that.
So three games into the season, this is the kind of game that kind of tells how your team is going to play the rest of the year?
Boy, I hope not, to be honest with you. Because I'll be honest, I mean, I even told the kids after the game, Todd, that from week one to week two, I thought we took a huge step forward. And then from week two to week three, I thought we regressed a little bit. But again, I mean, credit Oakland Riverside. They came out and just kind of smacked us in the mouth, and we had to be able to respond. And for the most part, we did. I mean, it was a great ball game, I think, for the fans because it was back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the turnovers concerned, I mean, they got us on the turnovers. They had two, and we had three. As far as passing yards, we had just a few more yards than what they had. Rushing, we had just a few more yards than they had. But I think we were both in the 400 yards total. So it was just a good ball game for the fans, but not necessarily for the coaching staff here at SEC.
I know you win and lose as a team, but were there any individuals that you wanted to mention, maybe offensively, defensively, that you in your mind stood out tonight for you?
Yeah, I mean, defensively, I mean, even talking with Coach Bada, who calls our defense, he was a little bit frustrated just because we weren't making the plays that he thought we should have been making and so forth. But offensively, I thought that we had a pretty good night. I mean, Brock Natras did an outstanding job on the ground and through the air. Keegan Sword had a couple of touchdown receptions. Gavin Bada, I think, took command of our huddle and did a great job of leading our offense from the quarterback position. He was running the football again tonight for us. Zach Trott did a really nice job for us running the ball. At the same time, I think he had the fumble recovery at the 3-yard line to kind of help us seal the game. He had an interception right at the end of the game to definitely seal it for us. So, you know, those four kids did an outstanding job up front. We had to have kids that kind of answered the call, and we were kind of getting beat up. We were kind of getting tossed around a little bit up front, and we got to find a way to shore that up moving forward.
All right. Coach, you got a tough one next week coming up with ACGC coming into town at Lake City. What kind of way do you expect from them next week?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen a score or anything like that, but I'm assuming they won tonight as well. So I'm guessing we're both going to be 3-0 coming into that with, you know, huge implications on the line as far as the district
right.
and so forth is going to be involved. We get them at home. The biggest thing, I think, for us is it's homecoming week, and that one scares the bejesus out of me, to be honest with you. I mean, we have different things going on as far as like coronation and parade and getting out of school just to decorate for this and that. And then again, you come on Friday, we don't even have school on Friday, so it gets kids out of routine. So we just got to make sure the coaching staff that we get the kids focused on football when it's an opportunity to play football, to practice football, just get their minds right and get them focused for a hard-fought ball game. We know the last time we played ACGC in the playoffs, I think it was 2-3 years ago, they never even threw the ball against us one time. They manhandled us. I think they beat us 34-13, something
right.
like that. Obviously, we have different kids. They have different kids and so forth. But, you know, there's a ground and pound. I mean, they've got a couple of kids, 6'5", about 280, and they just run behind those two kids. They've got a kid that is in the backfield that is just, he's just very, very fast. So we got to be able to get to speed before speed can get started. But at the same time, we're going to have to make sure that we have to can kind of control the line of scrimmage, to be honest with you, the best we possibly can.
All right.
And then run the football. So if we can do that, I think that we can have some success. But, you know, only time's going to tell.
All right. Well, congratulations, Brian, on win tonight, 3-0 on the season. And good luck next week against ACGC.
Todd, thanks for your time. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Take care.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate or a roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Ryan Steinkamp, head coach of the Kemper Knights, joining us here on the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show. Knights pick up a much-needed win over ASGSW tonight. Coach, it was a little bit of a slow start for you guys, but you were able to pick up the win tonight at home.
Yeah, absolutely. The kids fouled back hard in the second half, and yeah, it was needed, and the kids, it's great to see their hard work pay off.
Talk about that first half a little bit. You guys have struggled. ASGSW went up on you guys. What was it in the kids that battled back in tonight's game?
We're just self-inflicted wounds. You know, we just start very good too. We start our heads were getting down. We're getting a little chirpy at each other. And the second half, I was really proud of how the coaches and kids came together the second half, and everybody just deep breaths, like we're going to be okay. You know, we made a few adjustments on defense that really helped out. The kids did a great job of that. And offense, just made plays, and and it was just a well put together second half.
You had to have some kids play this week that might have not due to injuries. How do you feel like some of those kids played? You know, Brock Bating had to play last week, got a good varsity experience coming into tonight. How do you think he played for you guys?
No, he did good. You know, Brock's, for basketball, he's been in the spotlight before, so he's done good. He's embraced it. You know, I'm really proud of how he's playing. So, yeah, that was great. That was great to see.
You guys pick up a big win tonight again over ASGSW. Went into overtime. You missed a field goal there towards the end of the game. What was said as you guys went into overtime? Because, you know, at that point, some kids could be hanging their heads with the last-second field goal and not go in.
Yeah, you know, well, half the guys are like, what's the rule? None of them have ever been in a high school overtime game before. So they're like, what's the rule? How does this work? What do we do? I was like, guys, it's from the 10. Like, yeah, I guess stop on D. Like, that's the hand. So, yeah, no. Ben Gerken, just a great receiver, ran a great route. Brock just dropped a dime in there, scored first play. And then, the D-line and linebackers made a great play, stuffed them first play. And then they got 5 yards, and then I think incomplete pass. And then it came down to fourth and goal from like the 3. And he got down to the 1, and I had a terrible angle. I couldn't tell if he was in or not, and I was staring at the ref as he was running in, and he did like the no good sign, and kids just rushed the field. So it's good to see them have that success. They've been working really hard, and I'm really proud of them.
You guys picked up a big win tonight against ASGSW on the road next week. Guys open up district play. How you think you guys are going to get? How you think the guys are going to feel going on the road next week?
I think we're going to be locked in. We know that we've been playing tough teams to get straight for the district. So, yeah, the guys have been kind of looking forward to that, too, because, I mean, that's every game's like a playoff team for seeding and stuff like that. So they're locked in, ready to go, and excited to get district play started.
Do you feel that the games you played here in the non-district will help you in that district schedule going forward?
Yeah, I think, winning a tight game at the end really gives the kids confidence in that, never give up type mentality.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
That was Kemper Catholic football head coach Ryan Steinkamp here on the New Way Auto Group. A scoreboard show. Knights pick up a big win tonight at home against ASGSW and on the road next week to open a district play. We'll go ahead, step away, take a break. Back with more of your New Way Auto Group scoreboard show here on Kick 106.7 and at KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Mainlining some coffee here. We're ready to go with a little jump. Let's get back to the scores. And that was, we'll start out Class 3A, District 1. It was Denison Schleswig 31, Carroll 7. MOC Floyd Valley 41, Okoboji Milford 6. Sioux City Heland 29, Sioux City East 21. It was Lamar's defeating Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 49-42. Sergeant Bluff Luton, 48. Sioux City West, 14. Sioux Center, 41. Unity Christian Orange City, 8. Class 2A, District 8. It was the thriller here on KCIM. Kemper, 21. AHSTW, 14 in overtime. Roland Story defeats South Hamilton, 29-20. Des Moines Christian, 44. Clark of Osceola, 35. Colfax Mingo, 20. Saydell, 14. Greene County, Roland, 41-6 over Atlantic. And Southeast Valley, 28. Clarion Goldfield, Dallas, 20. Class 1A, District 2. Missouri Valley falls to East Sac County, 24-12. We'll have that interview with Coach coming up here in a little bit. He's driving the bus, so we got to give him a break. Emmitsburg beats Sheldon 46-20. Lawton Bronson 33, Sioux Center, Sioux Rapids 7. MVAOCOU beats Manson Northwest Webster 37-30. I'm going to call them Alphabet. Alphabet beats North Manson Northwest Webster. Western Christian 41, Pocahontas Area 0. It's Forest City 41, Eagle Grove 14. Class A, District 7, as you heard, South Central Calhoun wins 34-28 over Riverside. Earlham defeats ICAM Manning in a back-and-forth tussle, 40-33. Grandview Christian, 32. Southwest Valley, 28. And Panorama, 55. ACGC, 37. Eight-man, District 1. It was Arweva, undefeated Arweva, 30. Siouxland Christian, 8. West Bend Mallard falls to Remsen St. Mary's, 34-18. Boyer Valley beats West Harrison, 56-14. And Newell Fonda over Woodbine, 54-46. Class A, 8-man, District 9. Arad Ottoman, 62. Arweva, I'm sorry, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 34. That was on, I think that was on KIKD.
Yep.
That was with Mr. Blankman. Glidden Ralston, 22-18 over Colonesco. Coon Rapids Barry gets their win. Coon Rapids Barry wins 47-6 over Collins Maxwell. And Baxter defeats St. Edmunds 35-34. And we're joined here by Mr. Todd Henders, making his debut on the Scoreboard Show.
Hello, Mr. Hunnell. How are you doing?
I am doing good. So you've got all the interviews except for Mr. McCullen. He's understandably working. What was your sense from the coaches that you talked to? Optimistic. I mean, we're week three. You're kind of figuring out who you are now and what maybe you can and can't do. What was your sense from some of the coaches?
That's probably the big thing, is the identity of the teams right now. Coaches are trying to find out the identity of the teams, and I think a lot of the coaches I talked to tonight said that they saw progression from week one to week two, and from week two to week three, they're finding some of what the strong points are offensively and defensively, and key plays they can run at certain times and situations. And a lot of the games that I talked to tonight, a lot of close ball games. It went back and forth for most of the night, and it sounds like either team had a chance to win the ball games, and some big plays on both teams, on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, so just finding that identity, and hopefully moving on to week four.
Yeah, you know, and you look at Arweva, undefeated. You know, good for them. They took their lumps as kids. I mean, we've called them for the last couple of years, and they've had to earn their stripes, and they're getting some payback now.
You've got to be pretty pleased for the Coach Stoke and Coach Schaefer's over there, and Coach Danner. They're 3-0 and playing pretty good football. You know, tonight they struggled. It was a sluggish first half for them tonight. I saw the first half against the Siouxland Christian. It was homecoming for the Rockets tonight. Second half, they put more together offensively and pulled away. After trailing 8-6 at halftime, they went 30-8, so they shut them out in the second half.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
So 3-0.
You know, and you got Glidden Ralston, who has struggled the last couple of years, and Coach Lynch back under the helm there, and looks like they've got things turned around, and they're looking pretty good. Ottoman, you know, They struggled. They played an awful tough CAM team to start out with, but you know, they kind of got things turned around now, and I think Coach has kind of figured out their identity. And then, you know, Coon Rapids Barry, you look at them, and you know, Baxter just keeps winning, so they look like they're pretty tough. And Turkey Valley, I think they're a little better than people want to give them credit for. So I think they played a couple tough teams coming out of the bat. They're pretty good. I watched them in that first game, and I tell you what, when they finally get it all figured out, I think they're really close. They're going to be dangerous. I wouldn't want to play them later in the year.
Yeah, I think as district football gets underway here, I see you're going to see some very competitive ball games, and teams are gearing up for the district competition. So, yeah, it should be some nice competitive ball games coming up here in the next few weeks.
Well, and then you look at that one Carroll's in. I mean, who knows right now? I keep watching scores, and that thing's just about it like it was last year. It's kind of a toss-up all the way around. Carroll starts getting healthy and gets kids back, you know, they're going to be there. Then you jump down to Kemper's, and I still think if Kemper's all about the health. You know, they got to be healthy, and they're a little banged up the same way as Carroll is. There's no reason they're not still the favorite in that district.
You know, I've covered Denison Sluswick for the last 32 years as sports writer over at Denison, so I don't know a whole lot about Kemper and Carroll High. I mean, I followed them athletically, but yeah, just trying to figure out you know, what their football teams are going to be like, and take me another couple of weeks to figure that out.
And then let's go to USAC County. You know, Coach McCullough has just fought trying to build this program. And, you know, he'd get two, maybe three. I think last year they got the playoffs with three wins.
I think three wins.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, he's already got them. You know, he's rolling. I mean,
yeah, you couldn't be more happier for him. That he's got his kids play hard. They're tough kids. They just had, the last couple of years they've had some real, real tough close losses that could have went either way. So it's good to see them.
Yeah, two big wins back to back here. You know, that's I think they lost week one, but it was really close,
yeah,
wasn't it? Yeah. So I call that a win because he was right there. They were right there at the end. So good for Coach McCullough. One of the good guys. One of the fun interviews.
Yes.
As long as Angie's not there to beat me up, because she's kind of mean when it comes to that part of it. But and then you look at South Central Calhoun. I mean, they're down in Class A. They're going to be a Bearcat down there. They're good. They're going to be tough.
They're a program every year. You know, they're kind of one of those teams that you look at. You talk about Oklahoma and Texas and those teams. They're a team that just reloads. Every year, it doesn't matter what kids, with freshmen, sophomores, juniors, those kids, they don't want to be the team to lose.
No.
And so you know they just
and they on. And they lost last year, and that
they lost last
and
year.
That
yeah.
that you knew they were going to come back with a fire.
Yep.
And they compete in 2 and 1A, and now they're down to A. They're going to be dangerous. And boy, I like the scores. I like the fight that I'm seeing out of IKM Manning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're right there fighting every time. I think they're right on the edge of being scary good.
Yeah, Coach McCarville was very pleased with the way his team played tonight. Went back and forth. You know, it was a heck of a ball game, he said, for them. He just likes the way his kids are playing right now on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, I think IKM Manning is going to be a team to watch.
We're going to step away. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to hear from Coach Moore after this.
All right, I'm talking with Chris Moore, head coach of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, who pick up their first victory tonight with a 47-6 triumph over Collins Maxwell at home. Chris, can you go ahead and to summarize the game for me a little bit?
Yeah, we finally got the monkey off our back, got the first win of the year. You know, we lost the first two games close, and finally kind of got it all put together. Tonight we got started off with Caden Oswald. Went for 29 yards for a touchdown. Then we answered again with Wyatt, hooked up with Colby Culbertson for 47 yards for a touchdown. Then Parker Hayes down the scoreboard for us with a 4-yard run. And Caden Oswald had a 25-yard run for us. And then we had a broken play, and they gouged us for 57 yards and got on the scoreboard in the second quarter. And then we answered with three more scores to finish out the second quarter with Wyatt hitting Cal for 29 yards, got a safety, and then Wyatt had a 12-yard run to make the score 47-6 at halftime, and then that was what the final score was. Continuous clock at second half. You know, I think each of us maybe had two or three possessions each for the whole second half. So that's how the game ended.
So what was the trick of that first victory tonight, Chris? What was the difference from the first couple weeks that you saw tonight that changed in your favor?
You know, we responded. We still beat ourselves up to some penalties. We had some penalties. We had neglected a kickoff for a touchdown and some long runs. We just did a better job responding this week with those negative plays. We need to get that cleaned up. We have Cam next week, who's a top three team in the state. You know, we can't have those mental lapses next week, because a good team like Cam will bury us if we continue to play like that.
You mentioned a few of the kids during your scoring there recap, but some of the kids that you want to mention, maybe offensively, defensively, they really stood out for you tonight?
The Oswald boys, Caden and Wyatt, had a great night. Cal and Colby had a big night receiving for us. We got Ethan Bauer. He came back from a concussion from week one. Ran the ball well for us. Parker Hayes did a great job. And then defensive line did a good job, you know, for us again. That's Tyler Moore, Cade Behrens, Jackson Wright, Eli Booth. We had Mason Betts was a starter we had. He was out sick. So we missed him a little bit, but Jackson and Eli really stepped up for us and filled his position tonight.
and we'll be looking forward to having Mason back next week.
Okay, and talk about picking up the first victory tonight. I'm sure the kids were pretty happy after picking up that first win.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, just get that monkey off our back. You know, we played well the last 2 weeks. Third quarter really got us, and on both those weeks, you know, we let the game slip away from us. We were able to, you know, like I said earlier, just rebound from some mistakes we had tonight. But like I said, too, we got to get that stuff cleaned up because we go to Cam next Friday night, and we're going to have our hands full. They're a good ball club, and we got to have one heck of a week of practice.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris. Well, congratulations on your first victory tonight, and hopefully have a good week of practice and get ready for Cam next week. Congratulations again.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Todd, and thank you for the coverage, and go CRB.
Okay, thanks a lot, Chris.
Yep, bye.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Joke's on you, John. I like me a little Run DMC. He thought he put that in there would throw me off a little bit, but I like me some Run DMC. Coming up, we got Coach Craig Lynch and Todd. You interview Craig. How was he feeling after that victory?
Good. The team's very excited. He was very happy with the police all last week, even though they lost to Guarweva by 1 point last week. He was pleased with how they came back tonight and played well. You know, the kids are, like I said, all 3 weeks the kids are playing hard, and the kids are doing what the coaches are asking them to do. And so far, he's been very pleased with how the season's gone.
Well, let's hear from Craig himself.
Talk with Craig Lynch, head coach of the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, who tonight pull off a 22-18 victory over Colonesco at Glidden Ralston to move to 2-1 on the season. Coach Lynch, go ahead and summarize the game for us.
Well, you know, it started out.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with Austin Stoke, co-head coach of the Arweaver Rockets, who pulled off a 30-8 victory over Suwan Christian tonight for homecoming. Yeah. Suwan Christian for homecoming. And Austin, go ahead and summarize the ball game, moving the team to 3-0.
Yeah, after 2 weeks, Todd, of a sluggish third quarter, you know, the guys, we came out of halftime, good job, but I'm going to start out with the first half where we were extremely sluggish. Our execution wasn't great, I should put it. You know, we had bad snaps, we had guys slipping, we had bad routes. You know, we just weren't executing. We weren't sustaining blocks on the edges. You know, we were flat to start the game, and that's not a good way to come out of any game, let alone a homecoming game. At the end of the first quarter, it was scoreless. You know, both teams we had one turnover. Both teams were kind of going back and forth, a couple flags. Second quarter, they punched in a rushing touchdown. They were kind of trying to run the football up the gut, like the last couple weeks of trying to do to us, and they were able to punch in a 9-yard run. And then we returned with a 14-yard pass to Harley Molina. And at halftime, the score was 8-6 in their favor. And then in the third quarter, we came out and we striked right away with a kickoff return for a touchdown by Wade Regaler. Good blocking by the guys and execution there. And by the end of the third quarter, we were up 20-8. And then we were able to put up more points in the second half. And the final score ended up to be 30-8. So, you know, the first half, we weren't really pleased with our guys' execution. We thought, you know, kind of mentally it was – we were kind of lacking mentally a little bit with our details, you know, and that's on us as a coaching staff to get them ready. But our guys did a really nice job of responding to the adversity in the second half. And, you know, we ended up scoring 30 unanswered after their 6-0 or 8-0 start.
So, Austin, can you tell me some of the standouts tonight? Do you have any offensively or defensively that you want to mention?
Yeah, you know, offensively, Todd, it's really nice. You know, we're starting to be able to use you know, more than one or two weapons offensively. You know, we got our tight ends, Harley Molina, Devin Ehlers, and Jonathan Rieselman are really doing an excellent job of. They're starting to run really good routes. You know, and we can throw them the football. And not only are they making nice catches, but their yards after contact the last 2 weeks have been extremely crucial. You know, and Wade and Wyatt, obviously, you know, they're doing a nice job in the backfield. They're really shifty. They run hard. You know, and if we get Wyatt out in space, whether he's running or we're throwing the ball to him, he's tough to stop. You know, rushing the ball, you know, it was nice. Blaine Smith, our quarterback, he had 10 rushes tonight. You know, and then Wade and Wyatt had their rushes as well. But we only rushed for 71 yards, and we threw for 227 yards. We were able to find holes in the second half. But it was nice to have a balance, you know, rush the ball 24 times, threw the ball 25 times, and Blaine started to make some nice reads in the second half to get us some points on the board.
Picking Austin, going, like I said, going to 3-0, how do you feel after 3 weeks of football?
I feel good, Todd. When we're, this sounds obvious, but I feel good when we're playing well. And by that, I mean, you know, our guys have weeks 1 and 2, we put together excellent first halves, and then the third quarter sluggish. And then, you know, this week we put together an excellent entire second half, but the first half offensively wasn't great. Defensively, was excellent tonight. 8 points in the first half, none in the second half. We absolutely played our style of our flex defense is a bend don't break type style. And, you know, when they got the ball inside the red zone, our guys did an excellent job of getting stops, you know, a couple turnovers. But there was a lot of grit shown on defensively on defense, and that was good to see from us tonight.
All right. And anybody defensively that you want to mention that stood out for you that maybe turned the tables a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be honest, Todd, it took all 8 guys. It was a matter of flowing up front. I will say Emmett Newman, Weston Toft, and Tyson Von Glahn up front. Those guys, man, they just don't get much of a break, and they just pounded, and they had to contain a very shifty quarterback. And then Wade did a nice job of flowing wherever he was at as well. And then our guys in coverage did an excellent job. We knew that they were going to try to throw the football over top of us, which they did a couple times, but, you know, whether it's a 20, 30-yard pass, our guys would track the guy down, and we'd make the tackle, and then we'd end up getting that stop on defense on a turnover or turnover on downs or something. So our guys did a nice job, good effort defensively. Wyatt Regaler did a nice job on their stud, number 15. He's a big dude. He's about almost twice the size of Wyatt. He's fast, he's tall, and Wyatt did a good job. So all across the board, though, it took all 8 guys on the defensive end tonight.
You're going to have to call Steiny. Nick went 20 freaking minutes on the post game.
Okay, so you're on the next week. You got Mon Damon against West Harrison at Mon Damon. Looking to go 4-0. You know anything about West Harrison yet? I know it's still early.
Yeah, to be quite honest, Todd, don't know anything about them. Haven't seen any film on them. We haven't gotten any films of them playing somebody else yet. You know, it's been quite a few years since we've even played them in non-district play. I really have no clue what to expect. I know they lost a lot of studs last year, and they got a good young core that's coming up. So our guys just need to dial in on Monday on film on what we need to fix, particularly in the first half. You know, and then we'll catch up to West Harrison on what they're going to do, and our guys just got to execute. It boils down to execution.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Austin. Congratulations. Our Weaver Rockets moved to 3-0, and my next week at West Harrison. Austin, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight.
Hey, you bet, Todd. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Take care.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson and Pocahontas.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
To keep you going this 11:30 hour. Let's try this again. Coach Craig Lynch, somebody had a fat finger, and that would be me. So I was trying to move something, and we got Mr. Stolk in there. So let's go ahead and do Craig Lynch now. Sorry about that.
Talk with Craig Lynch, head coach of the Glidden Rawson Wildcats, who tonight pull off a 22-18 victory over Colonesco at Glidden Rawson to move to 2-1 on the season. Coach Lynch, go ahead and summarize the game for us.
Well, you know, it started out, we went 3-and-out in our first possession, and Colonesco came back and put one in the end zone right away, got up 6-0, and I was really happy there at our kids' response after that. They needed to come back at that point, and they did, and we scored, I think, 3 unanswered touchdowns after they put that 6 on to get to our 22, and then second half came out, and it was just kind of a battle of run games. They put one in, and we had a couple of good long sustained drives, turned the ball over on one of them. And then the other one, we used to run out the clock. So kind of a short game. It's two teams that like to run the ball. So, the clock ticked pretty fast most of the time.
All right. So from last week's, Craig, you had a good ball game with our Weaver last week. What was the difference from last week to this week that you saw that you liked?
Well, I think it was a lot of the same things that I liked out of that game. Number one, resiliency. I told these kids they haven't won a lot, so we're trying to get over that hump again, and a win like this was a big part of that, and a loss last week was, kind of a tough part of that. You just got to find a way to win sometimes, and we played that same type of game. We played hard, we played physical, and then tonight, we just had enough to seal it up. So still really happy with their effort, and I really like this group. They just keep getting better and better.
Okay. Offensively, defensively, I'll start on the offensive side. Any standouts for you tonight, Craig?
Well, I'm really bad at calling out names, I guess. I was really happy with how we played up front.
Okay.
How physical we played up front. And I told the kids after the game, I was really happy. The game that Coach Kayla called tonight as offensive coordinator, I thought was outstanding. He really, he pounded on the ground, but when he needed a big play, he came up with a big play in the passing game or called a screen just at the right time. So, I thought the play calling was excellent tonight, and the kids executed it. So, there was a lot of guys that contributed, and it's kind of been that way all year. We relied on Kobe Wallace to run the ball a ton the first two games, and now tonight I think a lot more guys got involved in the offense, and that was good for us. So, nobody's really going out there and running for like 150 or 200 yards, and they're all getting involved. And, I think that makes it fun for everybody.
Okay, and next week you head to Baxter. You know anything about them?
You know, I know they've had some success in the last few years. I honestly am truly one guy that just goes week to week. I very rarely look ahead, and I haven't watched a second of tape on them yet. So, you know, we'll dig in this weekend, and we'll do that. We'll come up with a good game plan. And, it's always a challenge when you go on a road and you take a long road trip to have the kids ready. And, it's kind of been refreshing, too, to be in this different district where we're playing these teams that we've never traditionally played. So it's kind of exciting for the kids, too, to go to different places and take on some new challenges. So Baxter will be a heck of a challenge, and I'm sure it'll be a good game. I think our district's going to be like that all year. I think every Friday night it looks like everybody's pretty equal.
Well, I tell you what, you learn a lot from wins and losses, but it's always nice to be on the W side. So congratulations, Craig, and good luck next week at Baxter.
Yes, the W side is a ton better.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, thanks, Doc.
You bet. Bye-bye. Bye.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Boy, I tell you what, John's doing all right with his bumper music stuff.
Yeah, it's going up for sure.
Yeah,
kind of night. You bet.
Little bumper music and some coffee mainline, and I'm good to go. Hey, look at here. We got Casey Miners in here with us. Casey, you had an interesting game over there. You had the Carroll High game, if I'm not mistaken, in Denison. And Carroll a little banged up the way it sounds, but, as they start getting some guys back, they should be a pretty good team.
I think so. As soon as you get into district play, and it was funny enough that the way the game started is that Carroll goes on defense first, and the two plays in the game, they create a turnover. They get an interception on Luke Weaver's first pass, and they punch it in two plays later, and you're like, okay, well, this is Carroll's game right now. And then that's the only points that score the whole game. Denison really, really did a good job the rest of the game, realizing that Carroll wants to run the football, and they plugged up holes. They made Carter throw it, and Carter, great kid, throws a great football.
He does throw a nice spiral.
With injuries right now, Carroll's got some stuff to work on offense, and it's only going to get better as soon as you get kids start coming back next week and the week after from injuries.
Yeah, that's the good news for Carroll. As they get into district play, they got some reinforcements coming, and that's, I think, Kipper the same way. I think they need the bodies back, and I think some of the coaches, sometimes you hold a guy out. This is a non-district game. It counts, but it doesn't count. The district ones will get you to the playoffs. So, if I have somebody that's questionable and I really want to make sure he's healthy for the playoff to get me to the playoffs, I'm going to hold him in a game like tonight. And I think maybe there was some of that going on both Carroll and Kipper.
And it doesn't get easy for Carroll next week. They got Creston, who comes in
5th and 3A, so it doesn't get easy for them next week. Probably their toughest non-district game that they have all year, maybe even their toughest game that they have on their schedule all year coming next week at home.
You know, Casey, I'm very familiar with Dennis and Fleswig. Was it their running game in the second half that kind of wore down Carroll?
No, that's
when Weaver's MO.
That's kind of what we talked about on the broadcast, is that if you can stop Weaver's with his legs, you know, you got a pretty decent shot. Well, I didn't keep the official stats, but I wouldn't be surprised if Weaver threw for almost 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. Besides 2 big run plays, Carroll probably held Dennis and such within under 50 yards rushing the whole game. So Carroll's defense played good. It's just a little miscommunication in the secondary that led to a 70-yard touchdown and a 67-yard touchdown.
So a lot of big plays for Dennis tonight.
And that'll happen when you have guys. And before we're gonna go back to that a second, but I saw Blankman getting food, and that reminds me, we need to thank Hy-Vee and Lonnie Miller for taking care of us the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, we're all grown boys over here. It just depends on which way you want to grow. So thank you to Hy-Vee. They've been giving us some sliders and some sandwiches. And I tell you what, that at this late night, it does hit the spot. We've been kind of on the run here. I got here at 6, and you know, you're doing scores. And I know, Casey, you've been probably on the road since about 4:15. So, you know, you just don't quite get a chance to eat. So thank you to Hy-Vee to take care of us. But so, you know, you got a Carroll team that lost to Gilbert and looked bad in the first half, but looked good in the second half, and then comes out looking good. A tough Creston team coming up, banged up. But then you go look at this district of theirs, and it looks like it's kind of up in the air.
Yeah, and it's weird because week one, I believe Carroll was the only team in the district to get a win. Then you look at here in week three, Carroll's the only team in the district that doesn't win tonight. So Carroll's district is weird. I think it's the way it's been the last 3 years that they've been in this district. It's just been really awkward.
You don't know. Speaking of weird, Blank was just in here messing with my board, so.
I can't hear Casey at all because you didn't have his mic.
Oh, well, it looks like it was on.
Well, and I think that Carroll's district sets up weird, as I was saying. You know, they're the only team in this district that doesn't get a win this week. Week one, they're about the only team that gets a win. And Carroll's also played up class the last 2 weeks. Most people don't think Gilbert's 4A, Denison's 4A, even though, you know, two teams that are probably pretty close to the same size. Carroll plays Gilbert and, you know, in the Raccoon River Conference, so you don't think of Gilbert being a bigger school. Same with Denison Schleswig. You know, it's been a little bit of a rivalry in the area for a while, so, you know, you don't think of Dennis DeSlesher being a bigger school. But in those two games, even though you want to win those, it's still not going to hurt you as much, and the RPI comes into the season because those are two teams that are higher up in classes.
And so who did you have week one?
I was at ESAC and ICAM Manning. And
there you go.
Game.
There's a barn burner. So, ESAC County, we were just talking about that. We're going to have Coach McCullough on here live, so we're going to torture him. I really like Eric, and I have become friends.
Eric's got to be happy.
He's got to be happy. Look at that, 2 wins in a row, 2 big wins for him.
And they made the playoffs last year with 2 wins.
Yes.
And they got him right here within the first 3 weeks. He could have even had 3. You know, that was a really close game. They lost to Manning, and it was a non-district game. So they go in and beat OIBCIG last week. Never beat them ever in school history. You know, beat Missouri Valley by double digits, and their defense has been amazing to start the year. They forced 5 interceptions last week, had 3 against IK Manning. I'm not sure what they did in week 2, but that's 8 interceptions between 2 games.
Yeah, so in Eric's, for a guy that this struggled. I mean, there's just not sugarcoat it. That ESAC program, he's been building on that thing for quite a while. And, you know, he saw a little bit of it last year with that 2 wins. And I was there. I got to cover him that second win that made the playoffs. And you could just see the joy. And then to know that they have 2 already, you know.
Yeah,
and
they were close to 4 or 5 wins.
They should have been.
Ago.
Yeah, it was just heartbreakers.
A lot of heartbreaking losses.
Yeah, and I think and Eric's the type of guy, even after a loss, you go down and talk to him, and he's not upset. You know, he'll tell you, you know, there's things we did good and there's things we didn't do great, but, you know, hats go off to ESAC.
Yeah, he's more upset at himself. He's not upset at the kids. He's upset that maybe he didn't do something right. So now what are you doing? He's coming in here messing with. Quit messing with my board. You're messing with. We'll just get the mic closer to Todd. But now let's talk about one that's near and dear to your heart, Todd. We talked about earlier. But how about that Arweaver Rockets?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a group of kids that took their medicine when they were young. They took it and took it hard, but boy, they're dishing some out now.
You know, they play the same kids, you know, a lot of 8-man teams do, but playing 11, 12 kids on both sides of the ball, same kids, you know, they're just a bunch of athletic kids who play hard, and Coach Stoke and Coach Schaefer is going to get the most out of them every single week. I mean, they're just kids that don't quit. They have a couple of real skilled athletes, and they have the big kids, and they're just defensively, they're getting the job done, and you can't be more happy for them.
You look at them as freshmen. I mean, they were out there fighting, and they were getting run over. I mean, they were men against boys. Mm-hmm. You know, the boys were getting run over, but they weren't giving in. They were sticking their nose. They were getting hurt. They were getting beat up, but they got her figured out now, and it'll be interesting to see how they run through this district here.
Yeah, they started off, I think it was 2018 when they started off, first time they started off 2-0, so I'm not sure when's the last time, I think when they started off 3-0, a couple years ago when like Keegan Simons and
I would say that
Drew
group,
was a seniors when they went 10-1 that year, and but yeah, so you could be happy for those guys right now, and like I said, next week I'm not sure who they have.
I can tell you right anyway. Here. Are we just going to West Harrison? West Harrison got beat by Boyer Valley 56-14.
Lost big glass. West Harrison did.
If our Weavers healthy, that's the big thing for our Weavers. They got to stay healthy. They got to keep their key players healthy. If they lose a Wyatt Regaler, a Wade Regaler, or Emmett Newman, or Blaine Smith to an injury, that really will slow them down. But if they stay healthy, they're going to be a team to contend with in the district.
And you got Remsen, who's going to be tough. You know that one. So Newfoundland is going to be tough, and you know. And Boyer's tough this
Boyer
year.
Boyer Valley's going to be good. And
so they got a tough district here. But you know what? They're 3-0. That's three more wins than some other teams have. So
exactly.
We've won three games all last year, and now they got three wins this year. The one thing I've noticed this year from all the teams, and we're 3 weeks in, I think a lot of them have been improved from where they were at. You look at the teams like ESAC, won two games last year. They're already 2-1 in the season. Or we've won three games last year. They're 3-0. Glidden Ralston, mm-hmm. same thing. They won three last year. They're already 2-1. A lot of the teams in the area, you know, it's going to be interesting, especially that 8-man District 9. We got three teams in the area, all of them over 500, except for Coon Rapids Baird. It's going to be interesting to see how that district plays out the rest of the year.
And Coon Rapids Baird, you look at, they probably should have beat Turkey Valley. Mm-hmm. That was a game that I think they let slip away, you know, some turnovers and what have you. Baxter gets a week off, and Baxter's playing pretty well. What they won tonight, they won 35-34 over St. Edmunds.
St. Edmunds is a good team.
St. Edmunds is one of the bigger schools. Is the biggest school in the 8-man.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at that loss. Well, that they had a week to prepare, a week to rest. You know, Coon Rapids Baird was on a short week. They played on a Saturday. I think that's one that, you know, I know it's a little offsided on yardage, but. They're pretty good. It's a pretty good team that's at 1-1 and 2 right now, and they're going into who do they have next week? They got a tough one, if I remember right.
Cam.
Yeah, you know, Cam's rolling.
Yep, Cam's rolling.
They're just flat rolling. I would be shocked if Cam's not a dome team this year. They kind of remind me of an Audubon team a few years ago. They're the flat fast.
Coach Moore talked about that in the interview tonight. He said, you know, as good as they're playing, he knows what team they're going to run into next week in Cam, and he's hoping to, you know, to be able to compete and then have a chance at the end, and that's all you can hope for.
Yep.
I think Cam came in ranked 3rd and 8-man this week, and they're probably not as good as the team that won the state championship a couple years ago, but Cam's going to be a tough team to beat, and we had Moore on the show last week. He said we're probably the best 0-2 team in 8-man, and I almost bet you they're the best 1-2 team in 8-man right now. You know, you look at Coon, could easily be 3-0 on the season.
I think Cam, if I'm right, maybe you guys can correct me, but Lane Speaker, a couple of years, the quarterback for Lane Speaker was awesome quarterback.
Yeah,
I think his younger brother is
his
the
younger
brother
down there right now. Yes,
now,
he is.
So.
Yeah, he's down there. So Lane was here all summer long playing for the Merchants.
Oh yeah.
So his brother was here, and of course. I was giving him the business quite often, saying I hate calling games against you, but I might have to try to sneak and watch him because he's a very, very nice, young, quiet kid, but boy, are they fast and athletic.
And Lane was more of a pure runner, and if you look at his brother, I think his brother's a little bit more of a pure passer than what Lane was.
So we're still waiting on Coach McCullough. Let's go ahead and do the scores one more time. I'll start out with Class 3A District 1, and Denison Schleswig defeated Carroll 31-7. MLC Floyd Valley all over Okoboji Milford 41-6. Lamar sneaks by Boyden Hall Rock Valley 49-42. Heland 29, Sioux City East 21. Sergeant Bluff Luton all over Sioux City West 48-14. And boy, Sioux Center put the thumping on UD Christian 41-8.
All right, Class 2A District Gate. Kemper Knights come up with a big win tonight, 21-14 in overtime over AHTW. Des Moines Christian, 44-35 over Clark Osceola. Greene County picks up a big 41-6 win over Atlantic. Roland Story tops South Hamilton, 29-20. Colfax Mangle comes up with a 20-14 win over Saydell. And Southeast Valley pulls out a 28-20 victory over Clary and Goldfield Dowes.
Class 1A, District 2, and as we were talking, East Sac County, we're waiting for Coach McCullough, wins 24-12. Lawton Bronson, 33. Sioux Center, Sioux Rapids, 7. Western Christian pounds Pocahontas, 41-0. Emmitsburg, 46. Sheldon, 20. MVAOCOU 37, Manson Northwest Webster 30, and Forest City 41, Eagle Grove 14.
All right, let's switch gears to Class A District 7. Speaking with Coach Casenet, South Central Calhoun goes to 3-0, 34-28 victory over Riverside. IKM Manning falls 40-33 to Earlham, 2-1. Southwest Valley 32-28 over Grandview Christian. And Panorama picks up a 55-37 victory over ACGC.
We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to have Coach McCullough after this.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Little Thunderstruck. I can't think of a better song to come into when we were talking to a coach. It's getting close to midnight. We got Coach Eric McCullough on the line. Coach McCullough, another W out of you. We might have to break up the Raiders.
Can you hear me, Coach?
They didn't put you in bed yet.
Eric, can you hear me? Oh, we got Blankman coming back in. He's got something messed up. Hold on. Eric, can you hear me? I got nothing.
Yeah, I can hear
him. I can't hear him at all. Fix me, Blankman. See, this is why we don't let him in here.
Well,
Hold on, Eric. We got to get Blankman to fix whatever he messed up in here.
Okay.
Oh, we got Casey coming in. Yeah, see?
You're connected.
There's nothing here.
You can hear him.
Not well. He's not coming through here.
Is he coming out over the air?
No, but when... We're going to take another break. We'll have Blankman fix us. We'll be right back. Sorry, Eric.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
We welcome you back here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM, the Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We're going to try and see if we've got Eric. Eric, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right, we're having issues. We're going to go ahead and we'll record Eric, and we'll get him back in here. So we're going to have Honnold jump back in, and we'll get Honnold back in. So we'll get back. We'll have Eric coming on here in just a little bit.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game.
Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Well, welcome back here to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Jeff Honnold here with you, and we're getting alarms going off here.
Keep talking.
So Jeff's coming in. I don't know what he's messed up on my board, but he's messed her up pretty good. We're good. So Eric McCullough is over there. He's getting interviewed now by Todd, so sorry about that. Not sure. I had the two experts in here. They were looking at it, and neither one of them could figure it out, so that tells you kind of where we're at in the world tonight. But we're going to finish up some scores here. I think we were down, he had the Riverside, so we'll go to 8-man District 1. And Arweva with a 30-8 win over Siouxland Christian. It was Remsen St. Mary's 34, Westman Mallard 18. Boyer Valley 56-14 over West Harrison. Newell Fonda 54, Woodbine 46. And Casey, go ahead.
8-man District 9, Ottavin, the big win. Evan Alt, 7 rushing touchdowns in the win against Zyra EHK, 62-34. It's Glidden Rawlinson over Kolonesko as they move to 2-1, 22-18. Baxter in a close one with St. Edmunds at 36-34, and then it's Coon Rapids Bayer to big over Collins Maxwell, 47-6.
So interesting now. We've kind of got a good feel here of kind of where things are. Let's go over quickly. I guess we got a little bit of time here. Let's talk about next week's schedule. We're going on to week four. We're 5 minutes away from the top of the hour here. We'll have Coach McCullough on before we go off the air, I promise. But it's time to think about week number four, and Creston is coming to Carroll. Pre-game at 6:15, kickoff at 7. KCIM with Mr. Tom Hallcap. So we're going to drag his little keister out of retirement.
Got off this week. But.
Yeah, we'll drag him back in. And then Kemper's going to be at Roland Story pregame at 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KKRL. And, of course, Mr. Brinks, he's kind of right in that wheelhouse over there at Ames area, so that's going to be his. So that'll be a great call. Nick does a great job at that call, so that'll be a good one. You'll know where we're at. So two in a row for Nick. He'll still have the numbers memorized by then. See if this manual labor he was talking about today wears him out. He's able to go next week. ESAC County is they're going to play in at Emmitsburg. That's a winnable game there. Emmitsburg got beat again today. That's at 7 o'clock. ACGC is at South Central Calhoun. Now, that is going to be a game. Pre-game at 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KAKD, and that'll be with Blankman. And that's a little payback game here. ACGC knocked South Central Calhoun out of the playoffs a couple years ago. So
it's an interesting game.
That's going to be a dogfight. That's going to be kind of speed against size on that one. ICAM Manning will be at Riverside. That's a winnable game at 7 p.m. Arweva at West Harrison, another game that they could win at 7. St. Edmunds will be at Ottoman. That's going to be interesting. St. Edmunds just lost. That's at 7. Coon Rapids Bears is going to be at Caminita. That's going to be a dogfight for Coon Rapids Bears. See if they can pull that off at 7. And then Glidden Ralston, they've got a toughie as well at Baxter at 7. And then, We got the man, the myth, the living legend here on the Scoreboard Show. It'll be Casey and Jim Molitor. Boy, that ought to be. I might have to stay up for that one.
You know, last week, me and Jim were on and it got the bumper music playing us back in, and Jim's sitting over here nodding his head, getting himself pumped to read off scores and
probably too much rock for you, isn't it?
I recognize this. Do I date myself when I say I recognize the names, but I don't know the songs?
Yeah, you little young punk. I'm going to tell you, 90% of the songs that are on there were special requests by me. There's a couple. The Run DMC and the Funky Cold Medina were John laughing because I told him to take that hip-hoppy crap off there that was on there. So that was his kind of smack back to me. But we're still waiting on Coach McCullough to come over here. I will try to load that up here. We got... I don't know. We got a few more minutes here before that's probably concluded. But your take, what are you seeing here on the teams you saw? What's your feel here on 2023 and our teams?
I think I mentioned it earlier. I think every team is off to a better start than I think we saw them off to last year. And we mentioned East Sac County. They got another winnable game coming up next week. You know, they moved to 3-1. At the time that I've been here, I don't remember East Sac having 3 wins in a season. So it'd be interesting to see how East Sac does it. And they got a district that I think they could compete in really well, especially for a playoff spot. Arweva's got an interesting game. They have a good chance to go to 4-0. I think the South Central Calhoun ACGC game is probably the most intriguing next week. ACGC knocked them out of the playoff in a playoff game a couple years ago up at South Central Calhoun. But that game, that might be the two teams that are the kind of the favorites for that district right now, just
well,
based
and,
off of
and
the first
South
3 weeks.
Central was the favorite in that game. They, but on paper, they should have won. And ACGC just manhandled them. Just had more physical strength.
ACGC is a team that out-physicaled South Central Calhoun. Both teams going to run the football.
Oh, boy.
It's just, you know, which team can do it better, I think, is going to come down to that game.
Yeah, and that was just a year ago, wasn't it? That was a year ago they knocked them out of the playoffs. But, you know, I think they're a better passing team this year. I think this South Central team might be just a little bit better, a little more seasoned across the board. I know they had some pretty good linemen they lost, but they got a lot of players across the board, and boy, they're going to be tough in that Class A.
And they're playing down the Class C. You know, South Central Calhoun is going to have a lot of success. I mean, when you go up and knock off the supposed number three team in Class A, 47-0 at their place, you know, you're going to turn some heads. Did that last week. You know, maybe this week I felt that they should have beaten Riverside a little bit more than what they did, and I think Case kind of talked about that in his interview. But maybe a little bit of a down, I don't know, kids, I don't know how to say this, but kids not ready to play coming off of a big win.
Correct.
You know,
yeah. Right?
And Brian's the type of coach that will get them ready to go for next week.
Brian's the type of coach that likes a bad win like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I've got your attention again. You know, we won. That's the good news. We took, but it wasn't pretty. So now we can go over the film. I can find stuff. We can work on some stuff. And you know, it's funny. You see, week one, you really don't know who you are. You don't know what you got. Week two, you get a better feel. Week three, you kind of understand now what your team is.
Yeah, sure.
You really kind of get, unless you're beat up, you know, and then you're looking at, you know, you look at Carolyn Kemper, you're like, I know we're better than what we are. What are we going to be? So they're kind of still searching. I mean, you know, Kemper, if they can get both their, or they can get all their guys back, they're going to be tough. And you look at Carroll, they get all their guys back, they're going to be tough in that district.
Yeah, and I think Kemper's district is interesting. I don't think we know a lot about Kemper yet just because of the opponents that they have played. They have played, you know, they played up a class in Heelan week one. Heelan's off to a great start. They're 3-0 right now. And then you play Underwood, who is ranked ahead of them in the Class 2A standings. They lose on a close one last week, and then this week they get a win over ASTSW, who was number one or number three in Class
3A
coming into this week. So Kemper playing three really tough non-district games. I think we'll find out a lot about the Knights next week when they open up district play, Roland Story.
And, you know, they're playing Roland Story, and Roland Story gets a win over South Hamilton 29-20. And they're usually pretty fundamentally sound, so that'll be a good test. And again, you know, we hope to get their guys back. I mean, it's always fun. You know, Vanami's a heck of a player, and so is Adams. You know, you want to see those kids on the field and just what they can do. And still waiting on Coach McCullough to come in here. We're going to check one more time to see if it's here. I don't think it is yet. It looks like the red light's still on over there. We'll check one more time. Want to get that in here. We are not going to sign off until we have that. So we're going to take another quick break. We'll come back, and we will have Coach McCullough when that interview is completed.
Together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Welcome back to the Dewey Auto Group Scoreboard Show. We got Coach Eric McCullough on his big win. We'll hear from him next.
All right, welcome to the new Dewey Auto Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with head coach Eric McCullough of the ESAC Raiders, ESAC County Raiders, excuse me, who come with a, what was the score again, Eric? Remind me again.
24-12.
24-12 victory over Missouri Valley tonight. Big win for the Raiders. Go ahead and summarize the game for me, Eric.
Todd, it was, you know, there were some things we talked about this week, and the big win we had, that 13-12 win over OABCIG, that was a big emotional win. Practice, I don't want to say it was necessarily bad, but it definitely wasn't where we wanted it, being week three. There was a little bit of a concern, the coaching staff, about coming in, making sure we were focused and ready to go, and, you know, right away from that kickoff. And we weren't really locked in. We made a lot of mistakes, just alignment stuff, but definitely stuff that we can fix. But the game kind of went. They kicked off to us. We drove the ball down. We took a shot at a 45-yard field goal, didn't make it. We held on defense. We were able to drive back down, and I think we scored on, must have been a 20 or 22-yard field goal, so we go up 3-0. We kick off back to them. They caught us on an option play. We just made a defense. What we were concerned about, I mean, it's going against the option, you got to make sure you stay disciplined and do your job the right way. And we gave up a big 70-yard run, but our defense held strong. They did end up scoring. So we held them the 2-point, so we're down 6-3. Kind of goes back and forth. I believe we got a couple big plays, and Tate hit Charlie Bite on maybe a 20-25-yard touchdown pass. PAT was good, so we go up 10-6 at halftime. You know, we made some adjustments. We talked a little motivation about getting our focus back in a little bit, making sure we understand our assignment. We come back out. We kick off to them. Our defense did an excellent job in the second half. I'd have to go back a little bit of stats, but I bet we didn't give up more than 15 or 20 yards rushing. They caught us on some passing, but we were really loading the box because that's what they wanted to do. All year we've seen is just kind of run tailback stuff. So they caught us on some tight end stuff. We made, you know, just continue to make some adjustments. The kids did a nice job. and somewhere in there, Todd, I can't be perfect, but I mean, we had some interceptions and some turnovers, definitely in our favor. But then they ended up scoring again on a deep pass. So they go up. We hold them in the 2-point. So they go up 12-10. We go down, get in field goal position. We go to kick it. We just hook it a little wide left. Next play, they drop back to throw it. Luke Wright made a great interception, returned it for a touchdown. So we score, he kicks the PAT, we go up 17-12, kind of back and forth, our defense bent a little bit, we never broke, and then we started kind of pounding a little bit, running the ball. Our offensive line did a nice job of leaning on them late in the game, and Landon Grindle broke for a long touchdown run, probably 20-plus, maybe 30, something like that, up the middle. We kick the PAT, so we go up 24-12. They make a little bit of a run at the end. They didn't have any timeouts left, but completed some passes. I believe they got down to maybe the 15, 10-yard line, something like that. And our defense held on a 4th-and-1. And then we were able to kneel on it to kill the clock.
So after saying it, 3 weeks into the season, sounds like your kids are making plays when they need to, critical points as well. So you have to be pretty pleased with how things are going so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even our defense, and that's what we talked about. They do a really good job, and our guys have got three linemen up front, and our four linebackers and four D-backs, and then we kind of switched to a little bit of a cover three type look just to load the box a little bit. And our D-backs still, I think we had three interceptions, and we had two fumble recoveries on defense, and I think we gave up one fumble. So when we can have a turnover ratio like that, you know, that's going to go in our favor. And we still were one of three on field goals. You know, the last 2 weeks we've done a good job with the field goals, but that's just going to happen sometimes. But it's still nice that we get down in the 20-yard line. We know we can at least walk away with 3 points and kind of go back and forth that way. So overall, you know, we got the run game going with our boys, and we're just able to kind of burn the clock a little bit. We just got to continue to do a few things and continue to get better.
Well, I'll tell you what, week four, you head to Emmitsburg, a traditional power in football. And what do you know about them?
You know, we've looked at them a little bit, but not a lot. You know, we're just trying to focus every week. I think for Emmitsburg, they're going to be tough. I think they're going to be good in our district. I think we can definitely give them some looks. Our defense plays tough, but it's going to be a different type of offense we've never gone against for a lot of years at the varsity level. They're still quick out of the huddle, hit the line and go. We have to make sure we play discipline, because they're going to run the belly, and then they're going to keep it on the quarterback. So we have to make sure we understand our assignments. And, you know, it's so important that our scout team gets us good looks. So it's just going to take a whole team effort as we kind of look to start district play.
All right, sounds good. I'll tell you what, Eric, congratulations on the victory. Nice, nice victory for the East Hack County Raiders tonight to go to, 2-1?
2-1.
2-1 on the season. So, yeah, so congratulations on the win, and good luck next week.
Hey, and I appreciate it, Todd. I'm glad they got a good journalist in there. We didn't have to stumble through Honnold.
So. Hey, I appreciate that. I'll let them know you said that. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thanks, Todd.
Yep, bye-bye.
Yeah, this is what Eric McCullough needs, a little Sandman. We need to put him to sleep after that comment, getting back at me a little bit. But, you know, what a great show. Week three in the books. Looking forward to week four. For my broadcast partner, Mr. Todd Henners. For the broadcasters, Mr. Jeff Blankman, Mr. KC Miners, and Mr. Nick Briggs. Jeff Holland saying thanks for listening, and all the coaches, thank you so much for your time. We'll be back next week. Week four in the books. Week three, week four of football coming up. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.